Proclamation number 8989 of 5th of June, 1965. Natural disaster before the end. My care of love is meant for all my living creations, which expresses itself again and again through my word, for I want the path to me to become easy for them. I want my will to be presented to them in all clarity, which they, if they earnestly strive for it, will comply with, and are therefore not merely listeners but doers of my word. And my love also extends to those people who are still far away from me, whom I cannot address directly but whom I also do not want to lose, whom I do not want to leave to my adversary who irrevocably draws them down to the abyss again. And for their sake I still let a great judgment go over earth, to which I have already pointed a long time. I still make a last attempt before the end, which will follow soon afterwards. I obviously announce myself but without forcing men to believe. Because whether also the forces of nature will still have such an elementary effect, only part of people will ever recognize my obvious manifestations in them, while most will still deny a God and Creator even then on the grounds that a God who created everything does not destroy his own works. And they cannot be forced to think differently, and it will be their lot to be banished new again in the creations of the new earth. But the few who recognize me myself and my voice in the coming disaster, to them I will stand by in all earthly troubles and seek to strengthen their faith so that they do not get lost at the end, or I will call them away still before into the kingdom on the other side. Because my love goes after every soul to win it back to spare them a renewed walk through the creation of earth. And I think of it that you still stand under the law of time and space, that it means an unthinkable long time for you, where you again remain in unhappiness, until you again reach the stage as man, where you will certainly then again have the feeling for time and space in the state of I-consciousness, but still have to suffer unspeakably before. When now mankind will be affected by that natural disaster, then it will certainly be stiff from horror about the size and the extent of the event, and a fear will seize men who stay behind that this event could repeat itself and that no country is safe to also be affected by it. And yet, only a few people will want to recognize me myself in it and change their lives. Because the majority is faithless, and they only see in it a natural event which is just greater than all previous ones, which is to be accepted, no matter whether it claims many victims. And it will also not be possible to make the end believable to them, which will be exceedingly significant and serious for them. Because they are rather inclined to see the natural event as being in connection with the human attempts to penetrate the universe, but to recognize no divine power or strength in it, which they deny, because they are already so entangled in the darkness of spirit that a change of thinking is impossible for them. And still this natural event is the last sign before the end, which should make everyone think. And I also pursue all my creatures with my love, who are not completely dismissive and will also think about what I aim at with it, and consider everything as an address of those, to those, who did not recognize my quiet voice and therefore have to be addressed louder. For I still woo every soul until the end that it finds the way to me and surrenders to me, and truly, my love will seize it, and it will be saved for time and eternity. Amen.